This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghan officials say the Taliban has detonated a vehicle bomb near the Afghan spy agency's office in the central eastern Ghazni city. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that the attack killed 12 people, including civilians, and injured over 50 others. Provincial police chief told VOA that a large number of those wounded were students heading to schools when the attack occurred. A Taliban spokesman, while claiming responsibility for the bombing, said the powerful blast destroyed an important facility of the National Directorate of Security, inflicting heavy casualties. The insurgent group has reportedly killed around 300 pro-government forces over the more than week. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says for the first time he can report substantive progress on all four issues key to a peace agreement to end the country's 17-year war. Zalmay Khalilzad says Saturday's talks broadened to include a timeline for both intra-Afghan negotiations as well as a ceasefire. The talks will resume on Tuesday. The parents of Otto Warmbier have filed a claim for a seized North Korean cargo ship in a bid to collect a multi-million-dollar judgment in the American college student's death. Attorneys for the Warmbier said in a court filing Wednesday they have a right to the assets after North Korea failed to respond to their wrongful death claim. The Warmbiers say their son was tortured after being convicted of trying to steal a propaganda poster and imprisoned for months. He died days after being returned to the U.S. in a vegetative state in 2017. A U.S. judge ordered North Korea to pay more than $500 million in wrongful death. North Korea has denied mistreating him. This is VOA News. Emergency.